We thank you tonight, and we do bless you. I do glorify and exalt thy name for all things, for you are the great King, the mighty one of Israel. And for that, my heart rejoices with gladness and thanksgivings. For all that thou hast done, we extol you in that mighty name of Yahshua, the hope of salvation that you have granted unto your house. Bless us all and keep us, I pray, Yahweh, in that mighty, wonderful, precious, and glorious name of the Lamb, Yahshua Messiah. Bless the saints wherever they are, in every place, every hamlet, throughout the world, wherever they are, Yahweh. You bless your house and thine people, and give them great strength to press on. We pray for our enemies, and those that despitefully use us. We pray for them. Thy judgment rest upon this house, and all of those that declare thine holy name. For in the glorious name of Yahshua, we thank you. And we do praise you and bless you for all things. Thy mighty power and the anointing of your Spirit rest upon us all. We ask all things for thy glory and for thy name to be exalted above all things. Yahshua's mighty name I pray. You may be seated. Paul said to be instant, in season, and out of season. Reprove, rebuke with all long suffering and doctrine. And I believe that. It is one thing that Yahweh must have, and that is a people that's spiritual. This is not a spiritual generation. You will know when a man is spiritual, he doesn't, or the power of emotionalism and emotions do not dictate what he discerns. He discerned it by the revelation of the Father. As John was on the Isle of Patmos, he was there for one thing. He was there for the word of Yahweh and for the revelation on the testimony of Yahshua the Messiah. And the only way he could receive that, he must be in the place of killing. Now that is what Patmos was. It was a barren place of death. Now that is why many today have no spiritual discernment. And they cannot discern the workings nor the powers of hell. Not even in their own thoughts, imagination, their minds, the directions that they choose. They cannot discern that it is the working of darkness. And Satan has been very masterful in that. That is why that we that are truly of the Father and born of the Spirit, we must be led by His divine nature. And men today are led by association, thoughts, imaginations, and yet they say that it is the Holy Spirit of Yahweh. Now when a man attributes something to Yahweh's Spirit, then that is actually blasphemy against Him. So when a man knows what the Spirit, and Yahweh is a Spirit, and that is the only way that a man is going to ever know the power of this profound truth. And we as a people, a nation, we have missed the mark because we have not gone one centillion into perfection. There's no perfection of the mind, the heart, the thought. It is still controlled by emotionalism and emotions and tricks of the enemy. It is not a mind or a heart that has been led by the truth. For man knows the truth and he is free from every expectation of man. I think about things that we have used, and we have used them so carefully because we have not sought the Father. And in this hour, you're going to truly, genuinely seek Him. Men are not seeking Him. You may say what you want to, but there is no heart thrust for the things of righteousness. You can lie all you want to yourself. You are literally deceiving your own self, because the heart is deceitful above all things. And it is a very desperately wicked thing. Who can know it but Yahweh? And so by the profound utterance of preaching, he reveals the very intents and the motive of your own hearts. As I've searched and sought the Father carefully about things, I take for instance the word Lord. And I said to you all, look up the word Baal, B-A-A-L, in any dictionary. And you will actually find out what Baal means. And when the word Lord is capitalized, you will find out what that means. In any dictionary, as I search the concordance and the Strong, to my amazement, when I looked as I sought certain things from the Father, as I looked up the word Baal, equal Lord, L-O-R-D. And when it is capitalized, it is Balaam, B-A-L-L-I-M. And so all of these years we've just taken things because of our ignorance. We have been a very ignorant people. We have not given ourselves over unto any kind of studying. We will not give Yahweh any kind of time or any energy. And so we take these things for granted. As you search the etymology even of that word Baal, B-A-A-L, it simply means Lord, L-O-R-D. And it was the deity of the Phoenicians and the Canaanites. These were deities that they worshiped and that they served. And so what has happened, man has incorporated these things to identify Messiah and Almighty Yahweh. Well, you're preaching a strange doctrine. I know it's strange to you, because our ears are not very spiritual in this hour. We don't have that spiritual motivation. When a man is spiritual, he is not bound by his flesh. And his flesh doesn't dictate, nor is he led by his flesh. And men today are led by associations and friendships. Things that they perceive that are right. John said, try the Spirit and see whether it is of Almighty Yahweh. Whether it is of his birth, because he is a Spirit. And he is the Spirit. There are many spirits and many strange things that have gone out into the world, but is not of the Father. And even the spirit that operates in you, it is not of the Father. For there's one thing that it will do, will draw us in a prostrate, in a position before him, that there is a yearning and a crying for your soul, that you may save yourself from this untowards corrupt, vile generation. I think about the passage of Scripture when they said unto Yahshua, are there few that be saved? And there will only be a few that will be saved. I know we don't want to receive that, but that is the simple fact that only a few what he is going to save. Your own words are going to judge you. If it were that a man speak, will you twist the word? I've heard men say that too. You twist the truth. Well, if I was twisting the truth and your spirit feel, it wouldn't take much for you to bind me. If I am a corrupter, as Paul said, I've not corrupted this truth like other men. For I deal with your sins, the foul nature of your heart, to show you you're not going into the kingdom that way. I don't care what they say or what their speculations are about me. That has no relevance unto me. As the Father spoke to me this morning, he said, son, I don't care what you change, they will not love me. For Moses gave them a writing of divorcement because of the hardness of their hearts, that they could put away their wives, their husbands, and they could remarry. But that did not draw them closer unto the Father. He done a mighty work in the midst of that house, showing them their sins, and that still did not draw them closer unto Him. He is not compelling anyone to believe Him today. He is not coercing you to believe Him. The man that He gave 5 talents to, He said, you have been faithful over a few things. 5 talents. He said, you've been faithful over just a few, and He said, I shall make you ruler over many things because you've been faithful over a few things. And that is why there will be just a few that are going to enter into the kingdom of Almighty Yahweh. When a man comes to the knowledge of His truth, and he rejects that. When he comes to the importance even of His name, and he denies that, then woe unto that man or that woman, regardless to who he is. You preach to us Jesus. I certainly did. And I preach to you now the power of His divine name. In my ignorance, I preach that. And I won't take that back. It makes no difference what name you preach it. And I said, simply like that, I'm not a hireling. And I'm not going to be bought by any of you. If I was going to be bought, then I would have condescended unto these perverts. I won't do it. They don't know the power of Yahweh. For if that's the case, then they declared I was a man of Yahweh. Truly they did. And now I'm leading them down a wrong path. What have I changed in doctrine? I brought us to the light of His name. You can deny it all you want to. He still has a name. I will show you all something. I will read it before you. Satan attracts Satan. For Satan was a liar from the beginning, he abode not in truth. And that's the fact. And this is one thing he's using in this hour. He's going to take the sisters, and he's using the corrupted of their mind like he did with Adam and Eve. That's what he did. He used the woman. And that's what he's doing. He's going to resort back to that. And you women that run your mouths, you strengthen the hands of the wicked. I say, woe unto your soul, all right? He that blessed the wicked and condemn you always righteous, even they both are an abomination unto the Father. You strengthen the hands of the wicked, and you call the righteous wrong, you are a wicked thing. I don't care who you are. I have, as I showed Sister Stacy yesterday, she was outside of the door, I showed her a page of the original 16 Kings James 11. Now when this brother comes, he's going to show us that Bible because he has one. And even in that text, you must understand that there are 14 books that are not even there. And even in that, I showed her how they spell the name Jesus. Jesus. I-E-S-U-S. And I began other night to look up Greek mythologies. And there are many gods by the very same name. I-A-S-U-S. And the characters are the same. I found pictures of these deities and these gods. And it looks just like that thing that they call Jesus. Yahweh has a name. It's something that all gods have named except Him. And it is spelled the very same way. I can show it to you. It is there. In Scripture. And don't tell me they didn't put the name Zeus in there, because it is there. They have corrupted the truth, as Paul said. Sure. They are men that have corrupted Yahweh's truth. I don't care if you don't like it. You're an ignorant thing. This is an ignorant generation. They don't want to exercise the power of the Spirit. It is one thing that Yahweh is trying to do. He has always wanted to lead His people by His Spirit. He has always, as He did with Moses, a friend of Yahweh, He talked to him face to face. He never wanted the intermediary there. He never wanted Yahshua there. But because of the sins of man, because of their corruption, then Yahweh had to come in flesh, in a body of corruption, to bear the sins. Only Yahweh can forgive sins. Only He can cleanse of sins. So he had to bear that. And so in this hour, he's bringing about a truth. And he's only going to reveal it unto those that are his. Let me say, saints, I don't care what folks say about me. I'm not a pervert of the truth. I'm not a strange man. I preach things that men don't hardly touch on. I deal with the sin and the corruption of the heart of man. That is the thing that's going to destroy that Adamic nature. It's going to destroy man from Yahweh. The same with Yahshua came. This man coming, he came in the name of Yahweh. had it came in the name of Zeus or any other god, they would have not even desired to stone him. But the scripture says in John 10, when he said he came in the Father's name, Yahweh, he didn't say God. Immediately they sought to stone him and to kill him. For that was blasphemy to even call on that name. You get your dictionaries and look up the word Baal. B-A-A-L. It's so simple. And it's there. And look at the etymology of it, where it originated, when it was brought into the picture. Satan is a master for deceiver. He has. And because we are fleshly, wicked, corrupt people, we have not walked in the Spirit. I don't care what you say. You have not walked in the Spirit. You think you're spiritual, but you're not spiritual. And Satan knows how to master flesh. There's a strong will. One to think that they know everything. They have the understanding. They have certain knowledge and they really don't have it. That must be a birth in a man's mind. And it comes by the power of Yahweh's truth. This is a profound revelation of this hour. It is. That's why men despise it. Joshua said this, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. That's what he said. All men will hate you because of my name. For my name's sake. And so men say today, well, he preached Jesus. He preaching on no but God. No, I'm preaching unto us the true and the living Elohim. Well, what is Elohim? Well, he is simply the Almighty One. What is Yahweh? It is simply the self-existing one. He existed before existence. He self-exists. Needs nothing to make him exist. Love suffereth long. It's one thing about love. It suffereth. It endures. That's what it is. They went out from among us because they were never of us. Yahweh showed them out to manifest what was actually and literally in their hearts. That's all. Confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. The scriptures say, he that falleth down before the wicked in time of trouble, then his strength is very small. I won't fall down before any wicked man or any Jezebel wicked woman either. I won't. My wife said to me today, she said, you know, you've always been dealing with my heart, even in a dream. For me not even to try to instruct you, I said, I won't receive it if you did it anyway. You know, I think about what Paul says. He says, he wrote to Timothy. His heart was very heavy. He said, I've finished my course. It's time for me to be offered up. He said, at my first answering, when I first withstood these people, he said, no man stood with me. He said, all men have forsook me. He said, only Luke is with me. And he wrote to Timothy, he said, bring Mark. You understand they had a great divide, a separation between Paul and Mark. He said, bring Mark. He said, for he is profitable for the ministry now. I need him. He said, by the way, bring that cloak that I left at Tarsus. And he said, the parchment, he said, bring it. I understand that. I know the heart of man. I know what they're going to do. It doesn't surprise me. Because even the apostles forsook him. They all turned and they walked no more. He said to them, you must eat my flesh and drink my blood. And they said this is a hard thing. It's a hard thing for me to turn and call on Yahweh. That is his name, whether you turn or not. It is going to be glorified in the heavens. You can search the scriptures. They like the name Baal. I want to read the scripture to. It makes no difference whether you hear me or not, any of you. It doesn't make any difference. Because I was whom I was before I met any of you. Before I even met this woman. I was whom I am. And I was called and charged. Almighty Yahweh. If I was a man concerned about hoarding monies and wealth, I wouldn't go this route. Because I could go just like every other Jesus, only Jesus, preaching I could make. And I could be quite handsomely wealthy. I know that. My heart is indebted unto him. For the Father has saved me. And it means nothing to me but to do his will. That's my strength. to do His will. I have to finish His will. I don't care about the other things. I want to do His will. I want to be able to hear Him. And the only way you're going to hear Him, you're going to have to kill your flesh. And you haven't killed your flesh. That's why you're attracted to those things that are natural and carnal. Those things that are of your association and your attachment. I will never do that. I will never do that. I'm indebted unto the Father. And to Him alone will I stand for. Every one of you all can forsake me. That He still stands by me. Paul said, all men forsook me, but yet you always stood by my side. And that's all that matters to me. And I will preach and proclaim His truth in the midst of this heathen, pagan, filthy, vile generation. A nation that 80-some% of it said saved. What strange power do they call upon? And yet they all say they're saved. A nation where our homosexuals are all right to dress and to marry one another. Even the Catholic Church got enough sense. They won't even let the folks come in the basilicas there unless they're dressed properly. No shorts, no tank tops. Yet this vile generation think they're going to walk in their flesh and they're going to resist. They think they're going to dictate to the men of Yahweh what to say and what's appropriate. And they will establish their own little pastors and their own little leaders. Yahweh shall I give leaders after my heart. And your heart is not like His because it's deceitful and very wicked and very vile. Your heart corrupt, it is so corrupt in lies. It speaks villainy against brothers and sisters. It speaks lies and corruption and all kinds of sin. You think you're going into the kingdom. You are going to hell. Your soul is lost. The soul that sinneth shall die. And Yahweh is trying to show this ignorant generation their sins and their corruption and the shame that they're in. And they will not receive that. Well, you're supposed to know whether I'm a true man of Yahweh by my fruit. That's the only way you're going to know it. Are there fruit of thorns or thistle? If they are, I certainly would not sit here. I would run. What are you going to do? Well, I'm going to wait on Him. When am I change going to come in the morning time? Every day is a change. I'm a brand new me just because of your sure Messiah. He is. He is your salvation. He has a name. And the Father has a name. We have denied it all these years, but He has a name. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 5. It says this. Thus saith El, and that is simply the Mighty One, Almighty One, Yahweh. Isaiah 42 and 5. This generation doesn't know the Father. Truth. It is void of His knowledge and His direction. That's the truth. That is the truth. This is a generation that they say they love Him with their mouth. And they speak great things with their tongue. But their hearts are so far from Him. Their hearts are things that are vanity. And natural things. And carnal things. It's not on the divine things of the kingdom. Oh, mine is you are deceiver. You deceive your own self. You deceive your own self. And in the midst of darkness, shall you lift your eyes. He said, I will give you men after my heart. They shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. That is not what men seek today. They seek those who will cater to their flesh and their corruption. In their lies and their disputing. Few there be, few, F-E-W, are going in. Satan is a massive technician, and he is consuming their minds, giving them an ease in Zion, and they think they are right. Thus saith El, I know what it says in that scripture you're reading, thus saith God. What God? Who is He? Tell me. Answer that. What God do you call upon when you say God? Do you really know? Or is it just some imagination? Or is there the divine spirit there? Because there's a divine spirit there. You will know Him. You will know those that are of Him. Why did not the Jews know Yahshua? Because they didn't have this auction. Why did all those men forsake Paul? And Paul did not change one thing. I don't believe that while Stephen was stoned to death, he saw Yahshua the Messiah and Almighty Yahweh standing on the right hand. So why did they stone him? Did he tell them things that were dainty and convenient to their flesh? But he charged them of the very sins of their nature. And they were so full of pride they stopped their ears. I watched them do that here. I'm not going to hear that. He's not talking to me. You're right. Yahweh says his word never goes out and returned unto him void. It goes out and accomplishes that which is purpose and sent to do. That is to cut you off and to condemn you into hell or to save your soul. He said you were not of his reproof when he called. You would not hear him when he called. And he reproved you. You were not of that. He said your calamity is going to come. And your desolation like a whirlwind. He said, then you're going to call on me. And you're not, I'm not going to answer you. He means what he says. He hasn't changed. He's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. He hasn't changed. And my preaching hasn't changed. I just call on his name. And I wouldn't change that for anyone. Not Sister Roberts, you. I'm steady. I'm sure-footed. I know what I'm doing. For my feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. He says, thus saith El Yahweh, he that created the heaven, and stretched them out. He that spread forth the earth, and that which cometh out of it. He that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and the spirit to them that walk therein. He says, I, God, that's what he says in your text, doesn't it? I, Lord, I, Yahweh, have called them in righteousness, and will hold thine hand and keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of my people, of the people, for the light of the Gentile. For what reason? To open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sat in darkness out of the prison house. And that says in verse 48, just read that. Read it the way you are reading it in that text. It really doesn't make sense. I will read it the way it is, it ought to be. He says, I am Yahweh, that is my name. It says in there, I am God or I am Lord, that is my name. That is not a name. That is not twisting the word. It said, I am the Lord. I am Yahweh. His name is Lord, or what is his name? Tell me his name, please. You just tell me. I am the Lord. That is my name. No. It doesn't even equate. It doesn't even measure up. I am a man, that is my name. No, I am Yahweh, that is my name. And he said, and my glory will I give to, will I not give to another, neither my praises to graven images. He said, I won't do that. I won't give my honor unto any other man or my praise unto any kind of graven images. He said, they have forsaken me. The scripture says, for they, Israel, have forsaken me. And they have gone after Baal, Lord, and Ashtaroth. That's what the scripture says. I am the Lord, that is my name. I am the Lord, that is my name. I am the Lord, that is possession, my name. I am Yahweh, that is my name. I am Yahweh, that is my Lord is not his name. It doesn't equate with him. You go home and look in your dictionaries and look up the word Baal. B-A-A-L. And tell me the definition. Tell me what it means. Look at the etymology. Look up the word Baal. And it would tell you what it means. It would tell you. Such simple verse here. I am Yahweh. That is my name. And my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to any graven image. When we honor him, you do? You truly honor him and fear him? He says in Malachi chapter 1 verse 6. This is what he says.
He was the last prophet before Yahshua came on the scene. 400 years. And this is what he said. Woe unto you. You know, saints, it's one thing I've always done. If I didn't understand something a man of Yahweh was saying, I would leave it alone. I wouldn't touch it. I wouldn't speak against it. For if you speak against those things, then you are speaking against the Holy Ghost. If the Holy Ghost, if I do not have the Holy Ghost, well, the Spirit of Yahweh, He is actually a spirit. And He is actually a holy or righteous spirit. He is the righteous Elohim. And that is the almighty existing one, the mighty one. And if I speak the truth and you come against that, woe unto your soul. He said, you are the wicked, and this is a wicked generation. They're so wicked that their minds cannot receive things that are pure and truth. They're so caught up in their traditions that it makes for the power of Yahweh's truth to break the shackles of their lives. Amen. It's amazing that many of the people that are calling me, they believe in the name of Jesus, and yet they tell me what a profound truth. You tell them the truth, Pastor Robert. Preach. I got a call from an old hillbilly last night out of Georgia. He was out of the hills of Georgia. Different brother. He said, Pastor Roberts, are you there just one day a week? I said, no, sir, brother. I'm here 5 days a week. He said, tell the truth. Preach it. Go right on. So it doesn't bother me because I believe you're always going to bless His house. And there will be saints to come. Believe me, saints. I'm not concerned about that. I'm very grateful for what He's doing. I don't kick against the Father. Malachi chapter 1, verse 6. You say that He is your Father, right? I'll read this then. Malachi chapter 1, verse 6. A son honoreth his father. That's what it says. A son honoreth, extols and exhorts his father. And a servant his master. If then I be a father, he said, where's my honor? And if I be a master, where's my fear? Saith Yahweh of hosts unto you. Now what it says there, saith Lord of hosts unto you. All right, now go down the next verse. He said, O priest, we're supposed to be a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and a peculiar people, right? He said, O priests that despise my name. What name do they despise? Lord? God? They say that, but they despise Yahweh. He said, O priests that despise my name. What name is it? O priests that despise my name. What name? Tell me. You tell me. I want to know. What name are they despising? Lord? Are they despising God? He said, O priests that despise my name. Well, that means His authority. We are foolish. Look up the word my and see what it means. Possessor. Possession. One's possession. He said, O priest that despise my name. And we're supposed to be a holy nation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people that should show forth the praises of Yahweh. And yet He tells us what they despise. He said, you despise my name. And ye say, wherein have we despised thy name? Where we despise thy name? Tell us, Yahweh, where have we despised thy name? And so when a man hears the name of Yahweh, there's something that rises in his soul, just like those Jews that rejected him. And he began saying, no, I'm used to this, I'm used to my... Yet they were used to their tradition too. So they put titles like Adonai. One of the most perfect languages of his time was Hebrew. And Hebrew is an exact language. I was trying to explain to Brother Joseph and Brother David today, in the Hebrew language, if I use this example, if it's used the word simple, as I showed Brother Ray other night, as we sat there for a moment, and I showed him things how the Hebrew language, it is so exact. And if they use the word simple, meaning David is a simple man, it would be pronounced Adonai, simple man, and it would mean exactly that. And if they use the word simple for a simple number, it would be pronounced totally different, not like this crazy, confound English language. 20,000 new words added this year. You tell me that's not confounding? What do you think your vocabulary consists of? Probably 500 words at the max. If that many. Your vocabulary does not consist of over 500 words. And they're going to add 20,000? Will you ever use any of them? Hardly. You probably won't even be able to pronounce them. Oh, priest that despiseth. When you hear my name, there's a hatred, there's a distaste in your loins for my name. What name? Is it Lord? If that's the case, then the priest, if we are priests, then men despise that name, Lord. If it's God, they despise God. Everybody uses those titles. He has a name. And at this hour, he wants reverence unto him. He said, Yahshua the Messiah, to bring glory and worship unto him. He came to glorify the Father. He sent him to bring honor unto his name. That's why he sent him in his name. In his name. That honor could be restored back unto his name. They have despised my name and gone after Baal and Ashtoreth. That is what the scripture says. Should they go after these strange gods? Paul said there are many lords. A lord you become very subservient unto. He rules you with a very fierce hand. That's what a lord does. He says, if I be your master, your sovereign one. See, it's one thing about a great master. He knows how to entreat his house. He does. David says, let me read this. Judges 2:13. Would someone get that? Would someone get that? Will you read that for me loud? Judges 2:13. Just stand up. It's only a few words. I want someone to read it. Read it loud for me. Stand up and read it loud, brother. And that's what scripture says. They forsook Yahweh. And they served Baal and Ashtoreth. Do we have a dictionary in here? I would like to look that word up in a dictionary. Baal. See what it means. And let's, I'm going to read that. Baal equal. The etymology is one of the Hebrew of the 15th century. I know I research things. She didn't know that he can keep this generation caught up in television. Things and Walmarts. Going here, going there. Trivia things. He knows he can keep the, he knows he can keep the truth from them. Just keep them working and laboring for their flesh. All the days of a man's life is for his own belly. That's all he does. All of his labor is for his own belly. I don't want that testimony. I want all my labor to be for him and everything that I do. I don't want the world to have me under that kind of bondage. Whereby all of my days is for my own belly. I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want to be a possessor of anything. I don't possess anything. I never forgot what Evangelist Hartsfield told me years ago. He said, Brother Robert, this generation is given over to the powers of darkness. Very few are going to be saved. And I believe that. I've always preached that. What does the word Baal mean? Read it loud. What does it mean? What else? That's what it means, Lord. And when you look at it in the Strong Concordance, it actually tells you it's there. It's in your Bible if you look. It will tell you Baal, equal. Not mean, but equal. L-O-R-D, small. And then when it's capitalized, it means Balaam. It's just the truth. You can cringe on that all you want to. You can reject it. You're a fool. You see, that's not what it means. Well, what does it mean then? I looked up this in the Noah Webster, and the Webster, and the old dictionary is all, it all means the same. It does. And Satan knows that if he can move in the emotions of men and take their minds off of the spirit of this law, he will destroy them. And that's what he is doing. There's no tremendous love for the Father today. Few men truly love him. Oh, they share with their mouths, I love the Lord, I love God. But yet their hearts are so far from him. Because it's one thing that Yahweh, he constantly corrects his people by judgment. And so when men go from the presence of Yahweh, they said, I don't want your judgment. Don't judge me. I will judge my own ways. I don't need your judgment. And if I need correct us from our corrupt wicked ways, I bless the Father for that. Judge me, Father. Correct me in thy judgment and not in thy anger. Unless you bring me to naught. And so they say today what a man of Yahweh speaks. If there's something that is not agreeable unto them, they say he's not true. They said that about John. Yahshua said, I want to ask you something. John the Baptist, was he of Yahweh? Did he come for the Father, or was he not? And they knew that they respected John, all the people. And they said, I won't answer. He said, well, then I tell you what, I won't answer you. He said, I want to answer your question. You tell me whether John was true or false. And so what they do in this Laodicean church age, that's what it is, a church age. It is a whorehouse age. The Spirit is in this corrupt generation. Well, preacher, you said that, so tell me what things you have said. You have lied against your brothers, your sisters. You have lied against one another. You can sit here like hypocrites all you want, is it true? You've lied to save your flesh and your arrogance, your haughtiness, your pride. You think you're someone, you think you've done great works. Your works don't mean a nickel's worth of rats. No. There's only one work that means anything. Do you know what the work is? I know you don't know. I'll tell you what the work is. You don't know what it is. I tell every last one of you. It's simply the works of faith. Without faith, you can't please him. So if the works are not of faith, there ain't no words. It must be works of faith. 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 And so this is a generation that cannot discern whether one is of the Father. They don't know those that are the devil. Isn't that something? What about you, preacher? I believe one thing, that no weapon that is formed against me, I don't care who it is, it cannot prosper. Every tongue that rises up in judgment against thee shall be condemned. This is the heritage of the reward of them that truly love Yahweh. So I welcome every tongue that rises up in judgment against you shall be condemned. That's the Father. I like the way my Father speaks. And this is the heritage. This is the heritage of those that love him. Lay hands suddenly upon no man. Be ye not a partake of another man's sin. I let my natural mother went to hell. And I let you go too. Because I would not lay hands suddenly upon her. You know, I'm one of the only ones that would truly testify in a true way. Because I tell you about my natural mother. She was just a whore. I don't care what you say. I used to watch folks when they would cringe and try to say to them. That's what she was. You say what you want to. She was a Jezebel. You dishonor her. Well, the truth. 6 babies by 6 different men. What is that? You call it whatever you want to. She's a loose woman. She had no control. And you call it what you want to. You can say she's a nice, pretty. No, she was a whore. That's what she was. For a day, she walked as a whore. And I would watch the folks even here when they were crazy. Why? Because undoubtedly that spirit was still on them. Or they have done the same thing. And I watched them cry. You talk about your mama like that? No. I don't talk about my mother because I know my mother. You're sure your brother, your mother's outside. He said to her, who is my mother? Who is my brother? They that do the will of my Father. They my brother. They my sister. Moses chose rather. He forsook Egypt, not fearing the king. Choosing rather to suffer with the people of Yahweh than to enjoy the pleasures of sin. I know the Father loves me because he knows I will stand for him. He's assured my heart above all things. No, my wife hasn't assured my heart, but the Father has. As I sit there and I read scripture hour after hour and I pour my mind over certain things, I want to see my faults and my sins. I want to see where I'm falling. And he shows me and he assures me. Press on. Psalms 22 and verse 22. I want to read this because do you understand what the word thy means? T-H-Y. I know you don't. But just look it up. T-H-Y. It's an archaic word, meaning possessor of, that you possess that.
That's why Yahshua said, not my will, but thine will be done. Not what I want, but whatever you want, Father. Isn't that something? Because even in the preaching today, they have denied the Father. And that's why, sisters, it is so important you learn how to be quiet. Study. You better go back to Proverbs 31 and read what a virtuous woman is. And see if you meet that qualification. You find out how far you've fallen short, Sister Roberts. Yeah, that virtuous woman, she had a husband and children. You find out how far you've fallen short. See if you're a virtuous woman. Huh? He's given you help and his truth. He tells you what a virtuous woman does. He gives us help. He's our very present help. How? In his truth. By reading it and seeking the divine revelation of it. He tells you her character and what she does. You just do it. He's not going to compel you and make you do it. You just do it. That's why her price is far above rubies. You can't find one like that. No, you can't. You find self-righteous women and religious women, but you don't find that kind of a woman. You're going to have to get that way. You see, he's a husband, man. She will do, and the heart of her husband trust in her, for she will do him no evil at all. And when you're virtuous, these women, if they were virtuous, they wouldn't do no evil. They wouldn't do the heart of Yahweh in an evil. No, they wouldn't. No, they wouldn't. And they think they're spiritual perverts. I say it. I don't take nothing back. Psalms 22 and 22. David says this. What a profound statement. This is so simple here. David said, I will. That's the will of my heart. I will declare thy name. What name is he going to declare? Simply tell me the name, please. I want you to tell me. I have no compunction. Tell me. He said, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise thee. What name? If you declare something, you have that dictionary, son? Look up the word declare for me, please. David said, I will declare thy name. And when one declare a name, it is done with a vocal sound. He said, I will declare. I will declare. I will make known. I will open up thy name. What name is he going to declare? Is he going to declare the name Lord's? Is he going to declare the name God? Or is there a specific name David is going to declare? He said, I will declare thy name. Declare. I will make known. I will speak of the excellency of thy name. No, ain't no twisting the word. Ain't no shading on the word. That's what these men that left said I did. What does the word declare mean, son? To make what? To make clear now. To make clear now. To make something clear, you do not have any kind of natural intellect. To make clear is to simply speak it in a way that there will be no doubt about it. Amen. What else? Or plain. Manifest. To manifest, make known. To explain. Now, he said, I will declare thy name. What name is David declaring? That's all I want to know. If it's Jesus, I will declare the name of Jesus. Yahweh has a name. Is it anything else in that, brother? To tell explicitly, to manifest, communicate plainly to others by what? By words. So what name is David declaring? To communicate that by words. This is the shortest generation. It is very stupefied because they allow their corrupt flesh. Everybody got a meaning of one thing. Well, that's not what it means. What does it mean then? Everybody are their own, each person their own scholar. Each is their own scholar. Such a stupid generation. A fool. You can't tell a fool nothing. They know everything. So you can't tell a fool nothing. Well, I don't think it means that. Well, what does it mean? You can show them the definition of God.
Lord, they still. Well, I just don't take it mean that. What does it mean? You tell me the Holocaust never happened? You tell me that wasn't slavery in America? You tell me that wasn't brutality to the Indians? You tell me that wasn't a war 1611 in America? The fools, they all happened. To communicate with words. And so to David to declare now, he said, I will communicate thy name with words unto the brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Yahshua said in John 17:16, this is what he said, John 17:16. Tell me what name he declared. Now, Brother Dale read to us the meaning of declare. That's a stupid generation. He's going to only save his house, saints. He's going to only save his people. And he's going to speak by his spirit. Don't try to say, mama, daddy, brothers. I remember you always spoke to me 20-some years ago. He said, leave them alone. And I left them alone. I left them alone. I left mom alone, all of them. I left every last one of them. He said, you leave them alone. Don't talk to them about me. Because they blasphemed him. They would curse his name. They would spit on him. They would rail against him. He said, you leave them alone. I see why. John 17:26. Yahshua said this. Now, David said, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. Yahshua said, and it should be red edition if you have the red letter edition. He said, and I have declared unto them thy name. Brother Dale, will you take that dictionary again? Look up the word thy, T-H-Y, please. I show you what the word thy mean. Now, it doesn't take anything to read, but it takes something to study. Anybody can read. You can read filthy novels and filthy, crazy, stupid books. But when it's that time to study, you must study. You can read over something for a math test, but if you don't study, you're not going to pass. And he wants us to study to show ourselves approved as a workman. You ought to be ashamed of the time you spend here when you spend 3 hours in Walmart looking for a frock or a pair of shoes. You give them 10 minutes. Something wrong in your spirit. I spent 3 hours in the gym lifting weights and give him 15 minutes. I wouldn't do that to my master. He's the one who spent hours in the garden, 20 minutes reading. I wouldn't do him like that. Well, we have time around here to study. You ain't working hard around here. I get what you all say. Glory. Now, the brothers that go out, they may work a little harder than you, but you ain't working that hard. Do you have the word T-H-Y, son? Thy. That's all it says in that one. Oh. Uh-huh. Or belonging to thee. Or belonging to thee now. That's what I want to get. Or belonging to. So his name belongs to thee, to him. And Yahshua said, I have declared thy name. Same thing. He said, I have declared unto them thy name. And I will declare it. That the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them and I in them. He said, I will declare because there's such a love for your name. And the reason there's a love for your name, I want the same love for your name and for you that the love is in me to be in them as well, that they will love your name when they hear it. And they will have a passion for your name. So that's why he declared it. I come in the Father's name. And the Jews said, you are a heretic. You blaspheme, kill him. They sought it twice to destroy him. Because he said, I come in my Father's name. And he said, I came in the name of Zeus. It would have been no problem. I came in the name of David. He's have another come in his own name, you'll receive him. If someone come in their own name, you'll receive that one. You have no problem with that. None. If someone comes in my name, he said, then you reject that. You got a problem with it. We got a problem with it. This generation has a problem with his name. There's a despite. There's a despising of the name of your way. But they hear it. Nah, I don't want to hear that. So we think that the old man said to the old man Crawford. He said, Pastor Roberts, I heard the name twice. You? And I heard another brother say it. He said, but I know it's the truth. He said, I know it's real. I know it is. He said, there's something about it. I don't understand all things, but I know it's the truth. No fighting in no man's heart. And I understand, man told me he better get right. He better slow down. Huh? Same man. An old man like that. Now, if I say something to an old man like that, out of the will of the Father, then I'm in trouble. And old man still better get right. Better get his heart right. Because if he doesn't, he's going to die in his sins. And in hell, he's going to lift up his eyes. There's no fear of Yahweh. They've lost the fear of Yahweh before that. There's no fear for his name. There's no fear of his retribution or his judgment. Men don't fear that today. Ain't nobody going to tell me nothing. Nah, I don't want that kind of spirit, Father. I want to be told. I want to be instructed. The scripture says in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 12. Same words uttered by Joshua and David. Same scripture. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 12, it says, listen to this. Hebrews 2, verse 12, saying, I will now. Yahshua said, I have. And David said, I will. Saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will sing praises unto thee. Who is he singing praises unto? And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, the children which Yahweh hath given me, the children which Yahweh. Yahshua said, I will put my trust in him because Yahweh has given me. Who gave us unto the Father, unto the Son? The Father. We can't even get to the Father unless he actually draws us, saints. Huh? That's why folks don't even know him. That's why they can't get to him. That's why they don't know the power of his strength. Psalm 79 and verse 9. David said, help, O El, help, O Elohim. Help us. Psalm 79 and verse 9. Help us, O Elohim, of our salvation. For the glory of thy name. And deliver us and purge away our sins for thy name's sake. Now turn to Mark chapter 5 verse 9. Now if you think named or thy name doesn't mean something, I will show you that thy name does. Mark chapter 5 verse 9. Yahshua said, Mark 5 verse 9. For the glory of thy name is what David said. And look what it says in Mark 5 and 9. You know the story. I want to read just one verse. And he asked him, Yahshua did, what is thy name? Do you hear that? He asked him, what is thy name? And he actually said, my name is Legion. For we are many. So you tell me thy doesn't mean Pacific or possession? He asked him, what is thy name? And he said, my name is Legion. For we are many. You tell me thy name that would it concern Yahweh that thy name means Lord or God or a Holy One. The Spirit said, Yahshua said, what is thy name? Yeah, that's what he said. What is thy name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion. That's what he says. For we are many. You can't alter that at all. It's as simple as that. For my name is Legion. For my name is Legion. What is thy, D-H-Y, what is thy name? And he responded, my name is Legion. Well, what is thy name, Father? What is thy name, Father? When thou prayest, how do we pray? When thy pray, prayeth our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be, what? What? Thy name. That's what it says. Hallowed be thy name. So what is thy name, Father? He must let us know thy name. So there must be a thy name with the Father. And it's just more than Father. A Lord of God. He has a thy name. For the Legion had one. Yahshua said, what is thy name? He said, Legion. For we be many. I like this what Yahshua says in Luke 6:22. I like the way he said it. Mark quotes it a little different, Matthew's, but I like the way Luke said what he says here, how Luke ascribed this. He said, blessed are ye, for men shall hate you, and when they shall separate from you, from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake, because you preach his name. The scripture says this, cast out the scorner, and contention shall cease.
Yea, strife and reproach shall go out. And every scorn is going out of here. And all that's going to cease, I believe it. Oh, I like the quietness of this place now. I got no problem. I don't have to worry about these youngins. Let them go. Psalms 8 and 1, David said, O Yahweh, our Elohim, how excellent. Now, what is excellent? Do you know what the word excellent means? Psalms 8 and 1. How excellent is thy name in the earth. Now, what name is excellent in the earth? Is the name Lord excellent? That's what you call the Father. Now, the Father has a name, then the Son has to come in the Father's name. He said, how excellent is thy name in all the earth? What is the excellent of the name Lord or God? He said, how excellent is thy name in all the earth? He said, excellent. There's no other name like it. You got the word excellent looked up? What does it mean, Sean? Great virtue. What eminent distinguish? It's a distinguished name. And how excellent is his name? And if the Father's name is Jesus and the Son's name is Jesus, or Jesus, I have no problem with that. But that's not the Father's name. It's Yahweh. Yeah. Yeah. That's why the Messianic, I was reading an article where this woman called herself a preacher. Say, why don't we just use the name Jesus and quit using the word Yahweh or Yahshua because the Jews are offended at that. Huh? What a sad shame. I don't care if I offend Jew, Caucasian, black, Mexican. It makes no difference, male, female. He said, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? That's not hard to understand that. If he has an excellent name, it's a name of virtue. Now, if his name is God, then what are the other gods? Are their names virtue too? What do you tell the Buddhists or the pagan? What do you tell the Muslim? Their God name is God too, Allah. Make sure different whether you receive it or not. Reject it. Psalms 20 and 7, David says, some trust in chariots. What I'm dealing or trying to emphasize is simply the word thy. He says, some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we will remember the name of Yahweh, our Elohim. Men trust in chariots, they trust in flesh. And David said, we've got to remember your name, Father. What name are they remembering? What name do you remember? When you even think about the Father, you really don't even think about the name Jesus much. Because you really don't think about it much. Of course, we want to exalt ourselves and say, oh, I do. He's always this and always that. And yet you would tell lies. You would say all kind of corrupt things and filthy things and vile things. You will say things that are so vile and so corrupt. You will do things that bring dishonor and shame to his name and his glory. And yet you say, I'm doing it in the Lord's name. I do it. No, you're not. You may be doing it in the Lord's name. You're not doing it in that name that is excellent and above all names. You're not doing it that. Psalms 41 and 5 and verse 17. Psalm 41. Verse 5 and verse 17. David said, my enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die and his name perish? Did you hear that? He said, my enemies speak evil of me. He says, I want to know when my enemy shall die and his name. There be no thought or no remembrance of his name. There be no mentioning of his name. When shall he die? When will there be no thought of his name? The wicked, when he dies, he's just like the righteous man. The scripture said there's no more remembrance of his name at all when he dies. And the flesh is enmity against Yahweh. It despises him. That's why men despise his name, because they're carnal and they're fleshly. But a man truly begins to walk in the Spirit, he will love the Father. He will truly admire him. He says in verse 17, Psalm 45, David said, I will make thy name, what name now, to be remembered in all generations. That is not some, why has Yahweh's name has ceased to be remembered through the generations? What has transpired, saints? What has the workings of hell done
to try to do all it can to destroy the glory and the excellence of that name. It has come down through religious orders, a church attitude, and all these stipulations of men, and all of their self-righteousness, and their organization defilement and destruction. No structure there. And so they have done all they could do to cease to have that name mentioned, thought of, because that is an excellent, glorious name. And so what they have done, they have given us a name that the whole world loves. The whole world celebrates what we call the birthday of Jesus. They love Easter. They love Christmas. They love these pagan things. The Muslims celebrate Christmas. Even the Jews will celebrate. Even the, what we call, the, not the Orthodox, but the, what do they call them? The liberal Jews celebrate Christmas. The most ardent sinners celebrate Christmas. You go by the honky-tonks, they will have Jesus as the reason. That's the truth. You go by every whole house in town, every honky-tonk, every discotheque. We having a Jesus celebration, a Christmas celebration. Oh, they will all tell you Jesus is the reason for the season. Some pagan form of worship, huh? They will all say that. You know they will say that. In all of our pagan ways, we participated in those things. You were full of sin, corrupt and vile. You participated in all that. You think that's the excellence of the Father's name? It's a shameful thing. It's an altar of Baal. It's an altar of Baal. And that is one day that altar, during that soldiers, that altar is raised to the pinnacle. And most of the world is taught on the illusion and the delusion of that. The whole creation. And yet when it comes to Yahweh's perfect days that he set aside for man to remember him, it doesn't take all that. We don't have to do that. Not so, saints. Not so. If we're the righteous, you think you're righteous. That word always scares me. If they're going to scarcely be saved, you're going to be scarcely. Look how you fight against the Father. Look at the things that are transpired. Boy, isn't that something? Because at the height of this place, 150-some people here. Crowd sure is small now. It was 147 people, sometimes 154. Wow. It's down to just a few. Are you disheartened preaching? Not one bit at all. Are you troubled? No, sir, no, ma'am. I'm satisfied. I'm at peace. Because when Yahshua, he knew that they all went and forsook him. Every last one, they went to their own way. That's what men are doing today. Because they don't believe in this hope. They don't believe that he is a hope. So they're all going back to their own things. And they're going to do it in a religious way. Well, I'm saved. They're not saved. They're full of hell and sin. They don't love the things of truth. They fight. They despise it. And so what they try to do, is condemn the man of Yahweh. And they try to put a burden on him that he will be taken under the yoke of that. That he will be cowardly and he will not speak the truth. That he will sell his soul just for an association or two or three folks that are going to raise hell and cause all kind of chaos and trouble. Let them go. I'd rather have Yahshua than silver and gold. I'd rather have him than the riches untold. I'd rather know his truth. And if I'm someone like John on the Isle of Death, on the Isle of Patmos, waiting for the word of Yahweh and for that testimony to be revealed, that's all that matters to me. That's all I got to live for. For death is an imminent thing. It is a true thing. It is going to come. And you're not going to avoid that. Not one of you. Death is a sure thing. And I bless the Father for that. I do. I do. I thank him for that. He said, my enemies, their name shall be destroyed. Let there be no remembrance of their name. None whatsoever. He says in Psalm 45, verse 17, I will make thy name to be remembered in all generation. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever. Are they truly doing that today? Is there a consensus in praises unto the Father? Truly. Who do they call upon? Don't you know that Yahshua came to those Jews to expose unto them the verity and the surety of the Father and to make him known unto them? That's what he did, that they could truly worship him and not Baal and Ashtaroth and these gods of the Zidonians and the heathens. built. Look at the history of Israel. Every kind of altar, every kind of pagan form there was, they participated. Under every bay tree, every place they could do something, they did it. And yet they had cast his name out of their mind. Why? Because they said, well, we know what that seventh commandment, we know what it says in the writing of Moses, Exodus. We don't use his name in vain. And yet they still use it in vain for their vanity, their lust, and their sin, their corruption. They're vain. He has an excellent name. And any son that has a father's name is excellent. And when a son doesn't know his father, then that son is a bastard. His birth is illegitimate. And we must know our father to understand the birth, understand our legitimacy in him. And so many don't understand that they are illegitimate. You see, in the natural, I can speak that way. Because I don't know a father in the natural. I don't know a natural daddy. I don't know a natural father. I don't know a natural father. I don't know a natural father. So in that sense, I was birthed a bastard in the natural sense. But I'm a son. I've been birthed by the spirit of my father. I have a new birth in me. So I know my father. There's a cleansing and a purging that has taken place. So that attachment to the flesh, that means nothing. That's no power. That has been cast into the sea as far as I'm concerned. There's no connection there at all. My oneness is with him. Through his son. And he wants men to know him. That is what is all about him and his glory. And he wants us to know that. So that's why he came or sent that body of flesh. To make his name known. And to make the excellence of his name. To shine forth in a man's heart. And he'll call upon him and not be ashamed of his name. So men today, they're ashamed. That's crazy. That's not so. That's not right. Oh, it is right. Psalm 72 and verse 19. Scripture says, Psalm 72 verse 19, and blessed be his glorious. Do you hear that? For something to be glorious, look up that for me right quick, Sean. I know that's what it says. I know how they have taken things out of the King James text and words, but that's all right. We'll use that expression. He says, blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory or his shekinah. Blessed be his name forever. And then curse when they hear his name. They get angry in their flesh because their flesh is enmity. The flesh. If we're led by the Spirit, and Yahweh is a Spirit, then we are his sons. Those that are led by the Spirit, they are the sons. You're led by the flesh, you are a child of darkness. That's just it. You don't know his power. And you need to be made free from the bondage of your sin and yourself. What does it say, sir? Exalted. I like that. Excellent. And splendid. Splendid. In majesty. And divine attribute. See, that's what his name does. It shows forth his excellence, his ways, his character. And all of that, he's a self-existent one. All that in his name, it brings forth all of his excellent attributes. He wants that to be known by man. His children. What father, what natural father doesn't want his son or his daughter to know that he is a caring father? When they get in trouble, they say, what is your father's name? My daddy's name is Dale Rainey. Deacon Honeycutt. They don't say daddy. A father. They declare his name. And if he has a reputation in the community, they say, you're Honeycutt's boy? He's a fine man. Good man he is. Boy, you acting like you mean you're Benny Honeycutt's boy? Yes, sir. Good man. Fine man he is. Honorable man. You acting like this and that's your daddy boy. Sure, same thing with the father. That's why the enemy goes and accuses you. They don't know you. They don't even they know my name. They don't know your name. They don't even honor you. And then today don't honor him. They honor him with their lips. They speak great swelling words. I love him. They do. If you love him, then you can keep his commandments.
And one of his commandments is to love your neighbor as yourself. And you love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And if you love your neighbor as yourself, you wouldn't do your neighbor wrong. You do them right. You will conspire against your neighbor, your brother. You wouldn't do that. Don't tell me you have the love of Yahweh. You have a corrupt thing. That's what I tell you. I don't want you to love me. Go on. You love yourself. Don't worry about loving me. You'll love me. There's one thing about the love of Yahweh. It suffereth long. And there's no iniquity in it. There's no self-will. There's no self-determination. And I watched this on the past 6 months. Folks are self-determined. Do their own thing. Nobody's going to tell me. If you're right, nobody. Not even the Father's going to tell you. And believe me, he's not going to talk to these fools. You say what you want to. In sundry time, he talked to us by his prophets. And now he's given us a more excellent way. He speaks to us by the Spirit of his Son. Because the Spirit of Yahshua, the Messiah, his Son, hath made us free from the law of sin, from the law of sin and death. It is by that anointing we are made free from this law of this corrupt flesh that loves to sin and is filled with nothing but death. And that's the only way we're going to be free. Unless we hear that, you're not going to be free. You can do what you want to. You're going to die in your sins. And that's a fact, my friends. It behooves us to get our hearts and our minds right. And then we began to seek his holy face. I have a few more scriptures. There's so much. Because those songs says he's so wide, you can't get around him. So high, you can't get over him. So low, you can't get under him. You just got to come right in at his heart. Just open the door of your heart, Father. And so for 1,000 years, you could never talk enough about him. 10,000 years, if there's a dispensation of element of time being measured, you still can praise him enough. 100 billion, whatever that is, you can't even think in those terms. You can't even think in 200 years. Because you don't know anyone personally that's lived 200 years, not even 110, 150. So I can't even think in those terms. He has an excellent name. It's a wonderful name. And there's one that despises it above all things, is Satan. Satan despised that. So he has done in his meticulous way to destroy every remembrance of his name. And so Yahweh says, in this last hour, I will pour out my great anointing upon a few. They'll hear my voice. My sheep know my voice, and a stranger, they will not follow. They will hear my voice. They will know it's me. When I speak, they will say, speak, Master, speak, Yahweh. And I'll speak to them. They will. Glory. David says in Psalms 86 and 11, you're talking about thy name, thy, that archaic word thy, mean the possessor, one that possesseth. And everyone in here possesseth a name. I sat the day and I looked up, I don't know how many names, and they all have character to them. Do you not understand this generation, that there is one generation that they make up their own names? They have no meaning. You know, I ask people their name. I say, what is that? What does that mean? I don't know. You don't know what it means? And that's the foolishness. That's how Satan has distorted the ability of men to rationalize and to think that. So he gives them all these crazy names. Shemoka Baka Sheka. What is that? What does that mean? Oh, I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means. It's just... It took my mama's first name and my grand uncle and my aunt and my aunt and my uncle. Shemoka Shikaboka. What is that? This is a confusing thing. And that's what Satan has done.